Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
You will be surprised today. I will preach in English.
大家都笑了，所以你们都明白他说什么。
thank you, Brother Chang, to give me a chance to preach in English.
Wow.
actually, I used to preach in English before coming to CGCC.
王牧师原来来我们之前，他一直是用英文来这个讲道。
Not always, but sometimes.
有的时候。
But when I come here, I feel that my English become rust.
来我们这儿之后，他英语退步了，所以我们以后要多给他这个机会。
We just gone through a blessed Thanksgiving.
我们刚刚经历了一个非常祝福的感恩节的日子。
We have church celebration.
我们还有教会的庆祝活动。
We have a lot of good food.
有很多美食。
And we have fun and have fellowship.
我们有很美好的时光在一起的美好的交通。
But are we done with Thanksgiving?
我们的感恩节过完了吗
？Of course not.
当然还没有。
We call this period of time is as a Thanksgiving season.
我们把这段时间叫做感恩的季节。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we still have an important days to come.
因为我们还有一个非常重要的日子即将来临。
Anybody know that?
大家知道是吗
？Everybody know that.
每个人都知道。
Because you can see our Christmas tree already erected.
可以看到我们的这个圣诞树都已经支起来。
When in this season, you can see that many people take trouble to travel.
你可以看到在这个季节，很多人就是克服各种各样的困难去出外旅行。
To visit families.
去看望他们的家人。
And this is one of the busiest travel days in the year.
一般这个季节是一年中交通最繁忙的时候。
And also the worst day to travel.
而且这个交通的状况也非常糟糕。
When talking about traveling in the States,
当我们说到在美国旅行
which is a very challenging event,
是很不容易的事情。
When we make a long trip to away out of town,
当我们要出门做长途旅行的时候
we usually take some time to pack our luggage and do some preparation.
我们一般会花时间来打包，然后做些准备工作。
You can check your GPS.Before leaving,
一般你都会检查你的那个 GPS 是不是
whether it's function well,
看它是不是在工作。
Even it's better to print out your direction from the internet.
更好就是在从网上把那个沿途的这个direction 打出来。
Road direction.
Road direction 就是这个叫什么？
路径
。
You may check, but one thing is very important.
有一件事情非常重要。
I don't know you do that or not.
我不知道你是不是做这个事。
Before leaving, we ask God to protect.
我们出发之前，我们一般都求神看顾保守我们的旅程。
And will God protect us?
神会保护我们吗
？That's another question.
这是个问题。
What happens if something is not what we expected happen?
如果发生了一些我们意想不到的事情，会怎么样呢
？One time I drove from Virginia to Philadelphia to visit my brother.
有一次王牧师从 Virginia 来 Philadelphia 来看望他的弟弟。
I was in Virginia. Some of you may know that.
对，在那时候，王牧师还在 Virginia。
And after attending the church event with my brother's family, we prepared to drive back to his house.
参加完教会的活动之后，我们准备开车回家。
The ground that time was covered by snow.
那个时候地上都积满了雪。
And looked very nasty.
这路上也很也很脏。
The road was bumpy and a lot of potholes.
路也很那个颠簸不平，很多那个洞。
And the traffic was bad too.
交通也很糟糕。
After starting my car, I realized that the gear was not able to stay on the driving position.
他突然意识到这个车的那个档不能放在那个开车的那个档上。
First thing I was thinking, we have to put a night in the car under the chilly weather.
第一件事我想到的是，大概是今天我们会在这种寒冷的夜晚在车上过夜。
A negative thought came to me.
然后就有一个想法冒出来。
Why God wanted to punish me like that?
为什么神要这么折腾我？
However, my car was still able to run in the slow gear.
好在我的车仍然可以慢慢的走。
Second, when I can find, where can I find a dealer workshop to repair my car?
我也在想什么地方我可以找到这个修车的地方来修车。
So when bad thing happen, naturally, that is something came out negative.
当不好的事情发生的时候，我们很自然的就会有一些负面的想法冒出来。
And also complained.
也会抱怨。
We will not thank God in the first hand.
我们一般不会马上就首先感谢神。
Do you thank God that when you rob?
你被抢劫的时候，你会感谢什么
？Do you thank God that when you fall down and break your leg?
当你摔倒，那个把腿摔折的时候，你是不是感谢神
？I heard this story.
我听过这样的一个故事。
About how a little boy learned to give thanks.
是关于一个小男孩怎么来学习感恩。
On his return from a school party, his mother asked him.
他从学校回来，刚刚参加过学校的一个 party 之后，他的妈妈问他。
His mother said, "Bobby, do you thank the lady for a party?"
他问他，你有没有在学校感谢那位组织这个 party 的那位女士啊？
And he answered, "Well, I was going to, but the girl ahead of me said something."
他说我本来是想感谢他的，但是在我前面的那个小女孩说了一些话。
She said thank you to the lady.
她对那个女士说谢谢你。
And the lady said don't mention it.
然后那个女士说不值一提。
So the boy said I didn't.
所以这小男孩说，所以我就没再说。
Realize a little boy learning to give thanks.
我们就像这个小孩来学习给感恩。
When we start thankful, God even in trouble, we will see the light in the darkness.
当我们开始，即便是在我们各种困难麻烦之中，也能感谢神的时候，我们就能够在黑暗中看到神所赐的光。
Back to my story just now.
就回来再说我的那个故事。
This is just about.When I cannot drive faster because I cannot stay with the driving position.
我那时候车不能走快，因为这个档不能放在开车的这个位置。
Actually, it has no problem at all.
实际上其实根本没什么问题。
Actually, it's just because my GPS cable stuck the movement of the.Clear stick.
实际上的原因是因为 GPS 那根线把那个车的档给缠住了，就不能来回换档。
You know, I drive Prius. The Prius gear is on below the dashboard.
所以它是那个车，它的那个档是在那个控制面板下边。
And my GPS is on top of the dashboard.
Okay, 那个 GPS 就在那个面板上面。
So sometimes the circumstances of our lives are not always the best.
经常我们所面临的这个境况并不是那么好的。
In fact, they may be downright bad, but still we are looking for something to be thankful for.
甚至有的时候是彻头彻尾的不好，但是我们仍然可以找到可以值得谢恩的这个好的这方面。
And there's always something positive for which we can be thankful.
总会有正面的值得我们感恩的东西在我们的日常生活中。
Just like the Bible verse that we just read, we are very familiar with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
就像我们刚才所读的那个经文，大家都很熟悉的，在帖塞罗尼迦前书五章十八节。
Here Apostle Paul tells us, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will."For you in Christ Jesus.
保罗在这里对我们说，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
Here is very important. Giving thanks is God's will for our lives.
啊，在这里非常重要的指出，凡是谢恩是神向我们所定的旨意。
So giving thanks to God and others is what pleases the Lord.
所以凡是谢恩是喜悦神的事情。
I would like to share to you this morning about Thanksgiving in three thoughts.
我今天想跟大家分享三点关于谢恩的事情。
First thing, we have so much good thing.
第一点就是说我们有如此多的好的东西。
I didn't put the outline, sorry for that. One time I was in China on a mission trip.
有一次我去中国宣教。
We visited a rural village in a mountain area.
我们去到了一个山区里边一个非常荒僻的小村庄。
I remember first day when I arrived, I got stomach ache.
第一天到那里就觉得肚子不舒服。
I wanted to go to the toilet and ask a brother to show me the way.
需要去上厕所，所以他就问当地的一个弟兄让他带着去。
He pointed to me a mountain slope.
他给我指那边的山坡。
You can do your business anywhere you like.
说在那边你随便找个地方就可以。
If I appreciate it, I will enjoy the spectacular view when I was doing my business.
说我如果有一个好的心态，我就会很。享受这样一个美好的景色。
Do you know that that was the most scenic toilet in the world?
那是全世界景色最好的洗手间。
So brothers and sisters, where did you come from?
弟兄姐妹啊，你们都是从什么地方来呢？
There's a Chinese saying that do not ask about the background of a hero.
有这个中国的这个。是说什么不要怎么说英雄不论出身是吧、
英雄莫问出处
英雄莫问出处
But maybe some of you are come from a rich family
你们可能有的就是成长在富裕的家庭
But somehow all of us when we come to this worldWe bring nothing here.
但是不管怎么样，我们来的时候什么都没带来。我们来到这个世界的时候，什么都没带来。
Anyway, I know many of you here grew up in a village.
我也知道，有很多也是在乡村中长大。
What we have today was not what we could have during our time or our childhood.
在我们小的时候，我们所并不拥有什么东西，像我们现在这样。
And I believe that.Many of us grew up with a whole less than we have now.
我们小的时候，我们成长的时候，肯定所拥有的比现在要少很多。
But now we are much much better.
现在我们的生活条件好了很多。
We are living in the richest nation in the world.
我们生活在这个世界上最富有的国家。
No doubt of that. Materially, we don't have much worry.
不可否认，我们在物质生活上其实并没有太多的需要忧虑的地方。
But one Chinese and another Chinese saying that money comes and goes is not belong to lives.
中国也有句话，就说是钱生不带来，死不带去。
Right. I never tell him about that.
I figure out that.
He is good. True riches is not measured by material or money.
真正的富足并不是用金钱或者物质来衡量。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, Apostle Paul warned us.
在提摩太前书六章十七节是吧？那个保罗警告大家说
，Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God.Who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
在那里，炮对提摩太说，你应该要，嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠那无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
My wife and I are always encouraged by the testimony of her parents.
王牧师和师母他们 一直被师母的父母所鼓励。
We can see the real joy in their lives, the real peace they have.
你可以看到他们生命当中真正的平安和喜乐。
They never depend on material things and financial goodness for happiness.
他们从来不把自己的这种幸福感建立在物质或金钱的这个条件之上。
For their whole life until today, they never seek for reward of material money for serving the Lord.
他们在侍奉神的这个整个的这一生的过程中，从来就没有去追求金钱物质上面的回报。
They are debt free.
他们也从来没欠债。
But they have never lack of anything.
他们也从来没有亏缺过任何的东西。
God has been taking care of them all the time.
神一直都在看顾保守他们。
I really learned this lesson for the first 10 years of serving God full time.
那我们是在他服侍神，全职服侍神的头十年当中，也真正的学到了这个功课。
We never really get a fixed salary for those time, but serving God joyfully with stronger faith in the Lord.
在那个全职那十年间，他们从来没有过这种固定的工资的收入，但是他们喜乐的侍奉神。
However, when I come to U.S.
但是当我们是来到美国之后
，We're living in this so-called very advanced society.
生活在这所谓的先进的社会当中。
I may start to worry. Do I have money to pay my mortgage?
现在开始有这个想法，是不是有足够的钱来付这个房屋贷款？
Or maybe my car loans.
或者是车的贷款。
I don't know how is your life journey.
不知道你们的这个生命的旅程是如何。
But one thing is sure for now, we all have it so good in America.
有一件事情是肯定的，实际上我们在美国有很多好的东西。
This is really what we need to remind ourselves to give thanks to God.
这是应该，我们应该为此而经常的提醒我们自己，应该时时的感恩。
This is the first thought that I have.
这是我想到的第一点。
The second one is that we have so much things to enjoy.
第二点就是说，我们有很多的事情来享受。
God richly provides us everything for our enjoyment.
实际上，神已经为我们提供了我们需要享受的一切的事情。
And we often enjoy so much.
但是我们可能享受的如此的享受。
As we look at our children today.
当我们看到我们的小孩的时候。
Or the youngest generation.
或者是年轻一代。
They are really blessed by all the technology, the advancement of the science, a condition of living.
他们真是有这么先进的科技，这么好的生活条件，实在是很蒙祝福。
One time, a magazine gave an interview to a successful businessman.
曾经有一次，一个杂志去采访一个非常成功的商人。
This magazine asked the businessman.
这个采访的这个杂志问这个商人
，What do you think the best you can help your children to be the most prosperous little one in the world？
说你想怎么样做让你的小孩成为这个世界上最富裕的小孩呢
？And this businessman says, I will provide them whatever I can give for their needs.
所以这个商人就说，我会给他们提供他们所需要的一切的东西，尽我最大的可能。
When his younger boy came to his 13,
当他的小儿子到十三岁的时候
，then this boy said, "I should have a cell phone because I can have a good connection with my friends and my parents."
他的小孩说，我需要一个这个移动电话，这样我可以和我的朋友和我的这个父母有更好的沟通。
After 1 year, he says, "My friend has the one that can surf the net."
一年之后，他又说，我的朋友他们的手机可以上网。
After 1 more year, he said, "I need a touch screen. It's so cool."
又过了一年，他说，我希望我的手机是那种触摸屏的，那是非常酷。
And then the 3G, the 4G come out, and it operate faster, so good to save time.
然后这是 3G, 4G, 越来越新的这种科技，他说我要这些，他就可以更快啊，就节省时间。
And then when in his 16, his father said he should have a car.
啊，到十六岁的时候，他父亲说他应该有辆车。
But he's still crazy about his cell phone.
但是这个小孩仍然是非常着迷的。就是迷恋了他那个手机。
He said, "My friends has a smartphone, so I need it."
啊，他说我的朋友有更智能的手机。
So he should be the most prosperous man or most prosperous son in the world.
他应该是成为这个生活最富裕的小孩。
Because he has everything he thought that he should have.
他因为他这个想要什么就可以有什么。
But don't you think this is too much?
但是你是不是觉得这有点过了？
On the day he got his new cell phones,
那天他又拿到一个新的手机。
He tried to text his father.
他给他的父亲发了这个信息。
So he texts, "You know, I am using the fastest texting technology in the world to text you."
他说，我现在正在用这世界上最快的这个信息传送的技术来给你发信息。
But the father did not receive the remaining text.
但这个父亲却没有收到接下来的任何的信息。
After an hour, police knocked his door.
过了一个小时，这警察来敲他的门。
And told him that his son had a serious accident when he was driving.
他告诉他，你的儿子在开车的时候遇到了严重的车祸。
And it was a time when he texted his father.
那就是在他给他父亲发信息的时候。
That is very sad ending.
这的确是一个非常令人伤感的这个。
We enjoy so much, but we never feel contented and be grateful.
我们享受太多的东西，但是我们很少感觉到满足，感觉到这个有这种感谢的心。
It's all right to enjoy God's blessing.
享受神给我们的各种各样的祝福本身并没有错。
But not to the point that where it becomes a main focus.
但是如果说这个享受神的祝福享受成为我们生活的重点这就有问题了。
We are not to focus on the gift, but the giver of the gift.
我们不应当把焦点放在这个礼物上而应该是把焦点放在给我们礼物的人上。
It is good, it is from God.
是好的东西都是来自于神的。
But let's not forget God.
但是不要忘记神本身。
It is okay to enjoy blessing of God, but not to the point that we just focus on the main or the material thing.
我们享受神的祝福本身是好的，但是我们不应该把这个享受神的祝福，但却忘了神。
Sometimes they don't show God to the sidelines.
就不要把神推到一边去，是这意思。
再扫到一边去吧。
扫到一边。
We have so much thing to enjoy. We want to thank God.
我们的确有很多的事情我们真是应该感谢神。
This is my second thought.
这是我的第二点。
And the third one, we have so little to express.
第三点就是说，我们真是表达的太少了。
A little boy of 6 years old was invited out to lunch in a neighbor's home.
有一个六岁的小男孩有一次去被邀请到这个邻居家去吃饭。
When all were seated at the table, the food was served.
当他们都坐下来的时候，是食物也都上来了。
The little boy was puzzled and said, "Don't you say any prayer before you eat?"
这小孩觉得挺奇怪，他问你们吃饭之前都不祷告吗？
The host was highly embarrassed over the boy's innocent question and mumbled, "No, we don't take time for that."
这个主人就觉得挺尴尬的，就说我们不在这上面花时间。
The boy was silent for a time, then said,
小孩停了一会儿说
"You just like my dog, you start right in."
他说你们这个。像我的那个狗似的，就是怎么说呢？拿上吃的来就开始吃了。
This is the true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Let us think about that. We express our gratitude so little.
我们对就是表达我们的这个感谢是非常的不够。
How much good food that we have consumed without giving thanks?
我们真是有多少美食我们吃的时候都没有感谢神。
And how many things have we enjoyed in our life without ever saying thank you, Lord?
有多少我们生活中有多少好东西，我们就是享受的时候都根本没有说谢谢神。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 tells us.
在提摩太后书三章一到二节那里告诉我们。
Yes, he said there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money.Boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy.
那你说你们应该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，诽谤，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Are we guilty of ingratitude?
我们是不是为我们这个缺乏我们感恩的心感觉到愧疚。
How many blessings have we taken for granted?
我们有多少的祝福我们就认为是理所应当的。
One time I was once attending a luncheon with some Christian ministry leaders.
有一次我去参加一个那个教会传道人和领袖的午餐会。
They would gather together to discuss of a certain problem about this Christian work.
他们聚在一起来讨论一项事工。
And a well-known church leader was asked to return thanks for the meal.
一个很有名的教会的领袖，被大家邀请来做餐前的祷告。
I remember his very simple words. He said, "We thank for all those food, drinks, wonderful people to prepare for it."
我记得他说的都很简单，他说神啊，我们感谢你为我们的食物，为我们的饮料，为我们有这么多好的同工，我们献上感恩。
Sometimes as Christian, we used to overlook the prayer like this.
有的时候我们就经常忽略了像这样简单的祷告。
We do not know what else we should say in the prayer.
我们有的时候是不知道在祷告中说些什么。
We just yield to the end of the prayer, hope to get over it quickly and get the food in the mouth.
我们就想着赶快祷告完了就开始吃饭就行
了。As a pastor, I was used to bless the meal, asked by people to bless the meal before eating.
作为牧师，王牧师经常是做谢饭祷告。
But I noticed that our attitude to give thanks is really a problem.
但是也注意到这个我们感恩的这个态度也是有问题。
We thank the Lord for the physical food and water.
我们为了这个有形的食物饮料献上感恩。
But we seem to forget to thank the giver of eternal bread, the living water, that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
但是我们有的时候就容易忽略了供给我们这种生命的粮，永恒生命活水的这个这个救主基督那个耶稣基督。
So there are so many things in life that add up to a lot that we often take them for granted.
我们生活中有很多小的事情值得我们感谢，我们真是把它放在一起，就是很大的祝福。
There's a story about a millionaire whose selfishness kept him from offering a tip for any service.
有一个故事，关于有一个百万富翁，这个人特别自私，就是对任何的服务都不给小费。
One New Year's Day, he faced an unforgettable tragedy.
但是突然有这个是 New Year Day, 这新年那天，他突然面临着一个让他很难忘的这个大的问题灾难。
His chief accountant committed suicide.
为他管财务的那个这个财务主管。自杀了。
It was no big problem. He was a modest bachelor and was a prosperous man.
在这之前也没有什么问题，没什么征兆。说这个人好像也都还也很富裕，也很平静是个单身汉。
The only letter left by the accountant was a brief note to his millionaire employer.
这个唯一留下来的这个自杀的这个财务主管是一个给他这个。百万富翁雇主的一个简短的便条。
He said, "In 30 years, I have never had one word of encouragement. I'm fed up."
说在我为你工作的这30年之中，我没有得到一句鼓励的话，我已经忍无可忍了。
Yes, we all are millionaires. You do that.
啊，其实我们都是百万富翁。
Because our God is multi-millionaire or trillionaire.
啊，是因为我们在天上的父，他是亿万富翁。
He owns the whole universe.
他拥有整个宇宙。
We have so very much, but often we express so little gratitude.
我们拥有如此之多，但是我们表达的却是很少。
So this morning our Bible verse, give thanks in all circumstances.
所以今天早晨给大家分享的这段经文就是凡事谢恩。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在耶稣基督里向我们定的旨意。
And this morning as we are in the post-Thanksgiving week.
啊，现在我们是在这个感恩节之后的这个星期。
And pre-Christmas month.
啊，在这个圣诞节之前的这个月。
How are we going to thank the Lord?
我们如何感谢我们的主呢？
A prayer of my wife always enlightened me.
师母的一个祷告经常是给牧师很大的启发。
She said, "Thank God for having each other for many years."
真是感谢神，让我们互相拥有对方有这么多年。
So this can be our prayer, our thanksgiving too.
这也是可以作为我们那个感恩的一个祷告。
It can be to your children.
可能是你的小孩。
Or your parents.
或你的父母。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Your colleague, your classmate.
你的这个同学同事。
Or the church.
说整个我们的教会。
But let's don't forget the very important thank you, Lord, for saving our soul.
但是让我们不要忘记最重要的就是感谢神啊，对我们的拯救我们的灵魂。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Oh Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
We have so much to thank, but we always take it for granted.
我们有这么多值得感恩的地方，但是我们经常习以为常。
So this morning, help us to remember your grace and your amazing salvation.
在这个早晨，求你真是帮助我们时时刻刻想到你宝贵的救恩。
Help us to always know that you are our Lord. We have no good apart from you.
真是让我们知道你是我们的主，我们的好处不在你以外。
So we.Help us to learn how to thank to our people around us.
让我们学习向我们周围的人感恩。
So that we really can be a good testimony for you.
这样我们能够为你做美好的见证。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
谢谢你，我们祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.